More people need training for good jobs, not jobs that pay above the poverty line, jobs where they can save money and afford health care. In Indiana, only around 40% of workers are in those jobs. That's bad for the economy. And WFYI's Sydney Dauphiné reports, if more people are not connected to good jobs, the problem is likely to get worse.
Lauren Smith has a good job now.
I'm like basically I'm a truck Uber. I'm basically an Uber for semi-trucks.
She learned about logistics from a professor at Ivy Tech, where she got the certificates and training to take a job in that field. Then faculty put her in contact with employers looking to hire, like the managers at First Call, where she works today.
I mean, I never thought I'd get here, but I did, with the help of Ivy Tech. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here.
Where do you think you'd be, if you had to guess?
Probably still working for Cabela's. I have no idea.
That's a retail store. Many people stuck in not good jobs work in retail and other service industries. The estimated amount of those people in Indiana's workforce, that estimated number is 1.3 million. And Brookings Institute research indicates that number is going to go up. It gives these reasons. First, the amount of good jobs in the state is small and is growing too slowly. Second, not enough people are trained to take the good jobs we have. Third, that lack of talent and some things that come with it deter companies from setting up good jobs here. And then it's a self-perpetuating cycle. Fewer good jobs means more people have to take lower-paying jobs in service industries. Mark Murrow was an author on that Brookings report. He says the cycle began with a decline of manufacturing.
What has happened in Indiana and in many other states is the erosion of that sector pushed a large number of workers into lower-paid service industries.
And that increases poverty, strains social service systems, and fewer people have money to spend and support other industries. Because many agree this is a problem, an increasing number of groups, including Ivy Tech, work to get people into fields like logistics, construction, and advanced manufacturing because they're high demand, high pay, and offer the opportunity to build new skills. And those skills learned on a good job help break the cycle in another way. They open up more, higher-paying job opportunities for a career. But if your job doesn't offer opportunities to learn, what's next?
Sometimes we think of that as dead-end employment.
That's Emily Honan. She studies precarious employment and says many jobs are limited to only a few duties or tasks, and that's all the job is.
And if someone leaves that job, their ability to speak to being able to do something else is limited because they haven't done anything else. Because that was the way the job was structured. There was no way to expand your skills or grow into that job because the job was designed that way.
That was the case for Kyle Ford. She worked as a food service director for most of her life. When Ford arrived in Indianapolis, she was fleeing a domestic violence situation and had trouble finding work.
Due to COVID, it was a lot of hiring restrictions at the time. And so I couldn't find work in the area that I've held a position in for years.
Then she connected with Goodwill, one of the companies highlighted by the Brookings report on Indiana's economy as a company creating good jobs. They taught her what she needed to know to do her job and eventually get hired as a shift lead. They also connected her with housing and other social services to get her on her feet.
We're like a family. We, you know, it's not make-believe. I'm so happy I made this decision. You just don't know.
In January, Ford will be one of the first employees at a new manufacturing site on the city's east side. It's part of a partnership called the 38th and Sheridan Project that's expected to offer around 100 new job opportunities, especially for people living nearby. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sydney Dauphiné.